From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Spring is in the air and we're starting to plan holidays. Whether it's a summer trip, a leisurely cruise or city break, we can all fall into the trap of overpacking, which can be pointless and a costly mistake in some cases. So to give us some tips and hacks to lighten your load, I'm joined in studio by Michelle Jackson, the novel traveller and author, journalist and broadcaster. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Hello, Fionnuala. It's lovely to be here today.
What are we doing wrong? What are we getting all wrong when it comes to packing?
I think we're all bringing too much stuff, personally. You know, okay. I generally pack the night before and a 10k bag. But that's because I'm on the road so much.
Yeah.
And I know when you're going away on your holidays, you want to bring that those lovely new outfits. But like, put some thought into what you are actually bringing. Do you really need it?
Okay.
Will it fold? And what's it made of? You don't want to be ironing on your holidays. You want to be having fun.
Certainly not.
So rolling your clothes is my number one big tip.
Okay.
For making them fit well in the bag. And I don't bother with all those cubes and vacuum packing and all that.
That's literally about to be my next question. I'm just back from Japan and used packing cubes that I had bought and never used. I will give them a go. And I find them quite useful. Why do you prefer the rolling then?
Yeah, well, just rolling, you seem to squeeze any air or you're able to pack more into the bag.
Okay.
And then you have those little gaps which I use for underwear or little scarves or extra bits. So, for me, the rolling has always been the top tip I use.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. In terms of, you've obviously looked at, depending on where you're going, you need to actually look at what you'll need. What are the things people are bringing too much of? Is it always clothes?
Well, clothes and shoes. Shoes. You need a good pair of walking shoes, don't you? Especially for a city break. You need your flip-flops if you're going to the beach. And I mean, you will probably pick up a nice pair of summer shoes when you're going to the sun. A lot depends, of course, on where you're travelling to.
Mm.
But don't bring too much. That's my number one tip. I think that's really the main thing.
What do you reckon is the biggest difference? Obviously, I know volume is probably the big one, but when you're travelling long haul and you're travelling short haul, what should people be keeping in mind?
Well, you've a much better allowance when you're travelling long haul, and you usually have an allowance for a checked-in bag. Not always, because there are different levels of fares, saver fares, etc. But you need a bag of 40 by 30 by 20 is that's the bag you're allowed to have, to tuck under your seat to bring on the plane.
Mm.
If you're going long haul, you'll probably be able to bring a large 10k as well. If you're going, with a budget airline like Ryanair, and you have to, do stick to it, because if not, they will charge you, and you know that there are incentives for their staff. So you don't want to get caught out. So make sure that you have plenty, that you have the exact correct measurements.
Because Ryanair's handbag measures, they're a little bit smaller than the others, aren't they?
They've actually had to change them and make them slightly bigger because there's an EU directive there recently.
Okay.
So it's 40 by 30 by 20 now.
Okay.
But you'd be amazed how much you can get in. And another great tip I have is if you bring a fold-on carry tote bag and you slip it into your jacket or something, and then if you do need to have an extra bag, it's there if you do end up buying stuff while you're away.
Is there any kind of bag or type of bag that you'd avoid because it just means you pack too much, or it's just not feasible when you're talking about that it's able to kind of fold and move or whatever? Is there anything you'd kind of avoid?
Most 10k bags are the standard 55 by 40 by 20, and that's fine. It's more about just sticking to your airline's regulations. And as I said, the tote bag idea is great because we all end up buying, those trinkets and those souvenirs on our holidays. So that, just to be prepared for that. And we'll have a little sneaky tip as well for someone who is really going budget.
Go on.
And my son gave me this tip, but he collects airport duty free bags, and you're allowed, of course, bring that Dublin airport duty free bag on board, and he kind of puts in extra t-shirts
there
and the empty tote bag. Very naughty. Now, I'm not condoning it.
What about kids then?
Yeah.
Because I know, look, you try your best, you pack the suitcases, whatever. Maybe the son or daughter gets a look at it then and is like, no, I need the extra 45 toys that I would like to bring along.
Right, yeah.
You think it's great to get them kind of involved from the get-go, essentially, from very young.
I really do. From the age of 5, I've been getting mine to pack. And maybe that's why my son is a travel writer now. My daughter travels all over the place. But it's because you know, it helps them see what they need on holiday and it prepares them for life. It's a life skill, after all. You have to be able to pack well. So I did have an incident where my daughter needed that 6-inch scissors for her arts and crafts. She was going to feed it on holiday.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until we got to the security at Dublin Airport. So, you know, that kind of... and then my son's pen knife that he managed to get to Faro for the Portugal in Portugal. And then on the way back, it was found. So they had a fantastic facility where you could put it into an envelope and post it back to you.
Oh,
so he didn't actually lose his little army knife after
I love
all.
That.
But, you know, I do think getting them to think about what they need and what they wear, and then they won't be wanting to change their clothes all the time. They'll realise, you know, this is the limited amount of baggage we can bring.
Mm.
And I think it's great. Now, of course, you will have to pack differently if you are travelling to see family abroad and you need to bring lots of bags. I was talking to Simon there outside and, you know, he's off on his big trip, you know, to see family abroad. Yes, at those times, buy the extra luggage, pack lots of stuff. But for general, for your holidays and especially for weekend trips, I mean, I only ever bring that. I have a beige bag and it's a lovely handy one, fits in underneath the seat and has a zipper at the bottom. Put the second pair of shoes, you know, and you really can be as economical with your space
possible. Absolutely, absolutely. The liquid restrictions are things that I think people get caught up on, because obviously Dublin Airport has changed recently.
Yes.
That, they've lifted that restriction and you don't have to take out everything out of your hand luggage. But that's not the case for every airport in the world. And
absolutely.
It's something you have to keep in mind.
Yeah, especially not if you're going to America, if you're going outside the EU, or actually if you're going even within the EU, many smaller airports, regional airports especially, don't have high-tech scanners. So if you are going on your holidays and you want to bring your favourite shampoo, yes, it can be over 100 mil when you're going through Dublin, but just be prepared to leave it behind you when you're there. You won't be able to bring it back. Again, if you're going to stay in a nice hotel and there's lots of shampoos, and I mean, a lot of good hotels now have your moisturiser, your shampoo, your conditioner, and you don't really need to bring them with you. Definitely not towels. I can't remember the last time I brought a towel on.
Oh my God, yeah, same. I'm like, bringing towels, guys.
I know.
You're not leaving enough room for fridge magnets with all your towels.
That's for your tote bag, Fionnuala.
Yeah,
remember
that's
your tote
bag. Absolutely. What about the essentials then? We'll say like medication, paperwork. I know some of the airlines require, you know, like they need the physical boarding passes or whatever. It's important to obviously keep them, that they're not lost kind of in the mix of your other items.
Write a little list before you go and make sure they have all those essential items, and in a small, you know, a bag that preferably one you can just put over your shoulder, you can hide under your jacket, or, you know, one you can strap around your waist for your essentials. If I'm checking in luggage, I always have a change of clothes, a bikini and essentials in case my luggage
just
goes missing.
You still go to the pool, girls.
And as well as that, when I had kids, I used to have that with the wet wipes, because inevitably they would get sick on the plane and they'd have to change their clothes. So that's something for when you're travelling with kids, that you definitely need to have your wet wipes, which you'll have anyway.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, having a change of clothes always for children. Sometimes you'll need it for your husband as well, Fionnuala.
There you go. So you never know who's getting sick on the flights. That's the way it is. You know what I found as well, sometimes with the budget airlines, if you're bringing a travel pillow, sometimes they have zips, you know, that you can obviously take off the cover.
That's another hack.
And you just store things in as well, you know.
That's absolutely another hack. And I sometimes use, you know, I always bring a fleece, no matter where I'm going to, in case it gets chilly at night. Roll that up and that makes a lovely pillow while you're on the plane as well.
That's smart.
It can be chilly on some flights. You know, some airlines do have you know, a lot of airflow coming through it, it could be quite cold.
I found that the last day as well, coming back from Japan, drink every time that I mentioned that I was in Japan, but obviously we took a lot of flights on the way back and the varying temperature changed quite a lot. So I was about to critique you on the fleece, but you're actually dead right. In terms of our flight wardrobe then, can we use that to kind of maximise our space in our packing?
Try and get things matching so that you can get a few different wears out of, say, the same pair of trousers or the same top. I find usually two pairs of trousers, that's a legging and a white pair, and then two pairs of shorts, that does me for a week. And then tops, that's really what I pack, a lot of tops, and you roll them up small and you've got a different look then, you know, for whatever day.
There you go, love it. So we're rolling all the way, no packing cubes, no rolling. You're saying that it kind of avoids the creases as well, the rolling, is it?
It does, yeah, it really helps, yeah. And as I said, like most of the stuff I wear, like even the dress I'm on today, you don't iron it. I love buying clothes that you don't iron.
Yeah, oh my God, we're over there. I hate it so much. We've got some texts in here. Top travel tip, roll up underwear and any sports gear and stuff into shoes or runners. You wouldn't believe how much you can fit in, which is dead right.
Yeah, and little bottles of perfume and things like that, you know.
Yes.
I always put my perfume in my shoes, that's how I know where it is. is.
Someone else is on the same page as us in terms of flight wardrobe. Wear your bulkiest items like jackets or runners on the plane to free up luggage space. You'll thank yourself when your bag actually closes. Fair, absolutely. Take photos of your important documents, your passport, tickets, insurance, and keep them on your phone. It's a lifesaver if anything goes missing.
That's a great tip. Yeah. And before I go, the eSIM, especially if you're traveling outside the EU.
Yeah.
There are great eSIMs with Revolut, with Aerolo. There are a few different companies you can get them from. But, you know, I would be lost without that one, especially when you're traveling stateside.
Yeah, lots of options. Don't get stung and happy holidaying. Michelle Jackson, the novel traveller, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fionnuala.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.